shrieking is non-stop. Time to wonder what it must be like here. The strap on a gun and pin on a man has become a lawman. Well, lawmen don't like to admit it, but you ask any pretty girl that's ever been stopped by a lawman, sooner or later she gets stopped by one that's tempted to say, as we say in the legal circles, to take a bush bond. A man who wants to settle out of court because lawmen for some reason are frisky. Maybe it's the violence, the inherent danger, the brutality that makes them all ten hot all the time. I admit it, I was like that! I'll never forget, I was working I-95, Duval County, working my radar gun. I had a jaw full of red man and eyes full of blood. Waiting to get them Yankees driving down for them big pieces of paying paper. Suddenly, drop-top car goes by, this sweet thing blowing. Must have been 90 miles an hour. Well, I pull her over. I go walking up real slow. She puts up the top on her convertible, rolls down the window, says, "Officer, was I speeding?" I said, "Little lady, my God, you were approaching Mach 1. She said, "Well, maybe we can talk about it." And she licked her lips. I said, "Well, I imagine we might could." She said, "Why don't you just lean your elbows on the roof of my car?" I said, "Well, I don't mind if I do." Sure enough, she unlimbers that bad boy. And I want to tell you what, to the casual driver, just looked like a lawman talking to a speeding car. I mean, I had my elbows on, my hat was pulled over my eyes so nobody could see me gritting like Charlie Chan. And I tell you, oh, Nelly! Oh, Nelly! Oh! Imagine my shock and horror when after sweet bliss I look inside and there's her little French poodle with his little feet on the door doing the duties. Oh, shit! Oh, God, woman! I looked at her and, what do you think I said? I said, "Ma'am, how much you want for that dog?" "Oh, I need him on patrol with me, bear."